Top of the morning, everybody. Great to have your company. Hump Day Wednesday here at SEN Summer Breakfast. And it is summery out there. It's a magnificent morning in Melbourne town. Shorts and T-shirt style. And we've got a big show lined up. The McCafe menu. This man has been everywhere. We've managed to seize him. He's the man of the moment. He's the draft guru from AFL.com.au. Cal Toomey's going to join us out of 8 o'clock. And we're not going to overthink this. We're going to throw it out there. It's going to be open season, and Cal's got all the answers, I'm sure. So take part out of 8 o'clock. Melbourne Renegades skipper Sophie Molyneux will join us at 8.40. The WBBL now getting down to the nitty-gritty. Looking forward to having a chat with the author and interviewer with The Guardian over in the UK, Donald McRae, who has recently done a big sit-down interview. There's not many of those that take place with the great Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So we'll have a chat to Donald just before 7 o'clock. We'll have a chat to you as well right throughout the morning on the ENS open line, 1300 736 736. Temper text 043 98 11 16. There's live Champions League action as well. We'll keep you up to date on as I welcome the two-time Premiership player, the All-Australian, the guru, one of the best analysts in the business, David King. Welcome, King.
Morning, Sammy. How are you? You
hey,
good?
I'm well.
You bounce out today?
I did bounce out today.
I'm a bit
you less so. No.
What do you mean?
You less so. don't keep up. Don't start with a charade.
You're doing this deep dive into everything today. You're overanalyzing everything. Every story that gets brought up, you've got the answer to.
Well, I don't have the answers to this one.
What's this one?
Just landed off the text real early style.
What's early
Chris
style?
In the CBD. Sam, are you aware that Kingy kicked 7 goals in a final once, including the first goal of the game? It was a great
long
goal too.
Long time ago, brother.
What final was that?
We lost by 25 goals.
What?
We did.
25 goals.
Smashed us.
25 goals.
Mm.
And you kicked 7.
I reckon we lost by 20. Oh, well, it might have been 22. But right. A lot. It was a big score. We lost by a lot.
You kicked 7, though.
Yes, very early for this stuff. But,
okay.
Let's move on.
Hey, we left yesterday debating around LeBron James and what sanction he would get. I don't think I offered an opinion on the sanction, but I said it was an accident and that he was, and I think you were throwing figures around like a $950,000 fine you threw out there, 10 games, I think you might have mentioned at one point. In the end, he's copped a one-game sanction. No fine, but you know what I like about it?
What do you like?
The one-game sanction. You know what it equates to in loss of earnings for him?
How much?
It's around 390,000 Australian for one game. That's amazing when you look at it like that. Extrapolate that at over 82.
82 games, is it?
Well, in a season, in a regular season there. That's around $32 million Australian.
Jeez.
And then your playoffs, and then your endorsements, and everything else that goes with it. Unbelievable. What Isaiah Stewart banned for 2 games for his part of aggressively pursuing the King. And his 2 games equates to 60,000 odd, which looks...
Well, that's about more... That's we can work with that, can't we?
Can we?
We understand.
Even that's
that.
Massive.
We understand
30,000 a game.
Well, 30,000 a game, is that too dissimilar to what we've got?
Well,
at
maybe
the
it's not actually. When
no.
you extrapolate that out.
No, for some of our... million yep. a year. That's 50... Yeah, that's about right.
So anyway, when I looked back at the other angles of it, he got him with his hand, didn't he? He did throw the elbow back. But he actually did an amazing job to split him open like he did when he got him with the mitt.
And you were saying earlier in one of your deep dive analytical rants at the back, when you went all Inspector Clouseau on
3 days in and it's all unraveling.
You went deep just to sort of let us in a little bit. You reckon America is split on how they've seen
the fallout. I was listening to the
fallout.
I can't remember his name, but I was listening to the guest with the pipe yesterday, Dwayne Russell, and he said America has been split. He said some think it's an accident, some think he's tried to kill him, some are in between. We got no idea what the penalty will be. So it has divided the states. It was Trevor Lane, Trent informs me out the back there. So Trevor Lane with Dwayne just saying that it had a polarised opinion over in the states, which, as we know here, similar situation.
Wonder how the basketballing fans have seen it, our fans. Because we're at arm's length.
Did they get it right?
Well, I don't know whether you can say they got it wrong because it was a big event, wasn't it?
Dean says LeBron James should have got 2 weeks like the other fella. Daniel in Lower Plenty. LeBron was never going to get a massive sanction. He's the NBA's love child.
Yes.
And there was that part of it over there too that he gets off lightly. Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
Well, you Daniel read out yesterday when you were also just sort of commentating one of the you're mimicking one of the American commentators.
Go on.
And he was saying you don't take on the King.
Yeah. You don't chase the King.
You
That's Gilbert Arenas. You don't take down the Gilbert Arenas, who's a very colourful figure in his own right. Saying you better pack your And then he won't repeat what he said. But basically said, you don't go chasing the king. Pack your bags. You're off. You're done. You don't go disrespecting the king like that, Kingy. No. Hey, I want to talk junior sport because my young fella, and how good is it to have it back? My young fella's 9 years of age. He plays footy and cricket. Cricket's just started, of course. We're at a net session on Monday for training, and he got a form given to him by his coach, and his coach does a magnificent job, Rhett. No, this is – actually – think I'm on the I'm on the positive side of this, but he got given a form.
He'd get fined.
It's only his second season of club cricket, just a little fella. Sledging. It was a goal setting form.
Goal setting?
Goal setting.
How old is he?
So he's nine.
Nine.
This is under 11s. What do you enjoy about cricket? What are you good at?
Oh, no.
What do you want to improve? How will you know you've improved? And I will help my teammates by ...
Withdraw this boy from this program immediately.
You're not with it?
Nine. Goal setting at nine. Can't they just have fun? Can't they just go and play?
Well, they are doing that. But
goal setting.
I think it was asked in an innocent way and simple way. And we had fun filling it out. I just watched him fill it out last night. And he said, I want to work on my shots off my pads and I'll help my teammates by encouraging them when they bowl back them up. So I think it was innocent enough. But yeah, maybe it wasn't until I got here and started talking to you about it that I thought, well, yeah, he's nine.
Very early, isn't it?
He's nine.
What are you going to do with him when he's 15?
But I like that. That's a coach, you know, who's volunteering his time and effort and energy, and everyone's busy, going the extra step to help the kids. And
well, I think if it's down the path of what can we do to make you have fun and have a great time.
I think it is.
Then that's
I don't think this is about batting averages and making sure you get your first five.
So what about when he reviews his goals? He'll have to review them. I mean, if you do step one, you have to do step two.
So there'll be another form?
There'll be a meeting. I think he'll call a meeting. There'll be a meeting halfway through the year. How are you going with your goals? Well, I haven't really pulled too many off the bats. Yeah. And I'm not really that encouraging to my teammates.
It actually encouraged him to think, my little fella, because he just rocks up and rolls the arm over and does have fun. And as you say, that's probably what it's all about. But it did stop and made him think, well, what do I want to get out of it? So I think there was a healthy element to it.
I've had an experience where my young fella, and we can talk about this because there's no chance of a teenager being out of bed at 6 o'clock. Closer to 6 p.m. than 6 a.m., where a junior coach belittled he didn't mean to, but he did. He basically called him soft.
Footy
amongst his friends.
How age? How old?
Under 12s.
Under 12s.
And the kid never played again. And to be perfectly honest, his four mates pulled the pin as well.
In support.
In support. Said, well, you know, Jack's really upset. We're not happy with what happened.
In season, this was.
In season. They just stopped. My bloke was one of them. They just said, I've had enough of this. I'm not enjoying this.
But that's really pointed, aggressive, and critical feedback that age.
No good. And it's hard when you hear that stuff. I was there. It's hard when you hear that stuff and you think, well, do I say something or not, you know? Because you can't win. You know, you say anything, you're in trouble. So I didn't say anything, but... Yeah, that kids coaching has such a bearing on these whether these young guys one enjoy the experience and stay with that sport. You know, for the under nines, if he loves his cricket and if he writes down if he nails his goals, Sammy, he'll play cricket for the next 10 years plus.
Mm.
But if he has a bad experience, he'll drop it and run. Yeah. There's so many options at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting having junior sport back and everything that goes with it, which we're all thankful for. But yeah, it was something I hadn't seen before.
Got any junior coaches getting on their way to work this morning?
This might be part of the course.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Is
the new way?
Is this the modern way?
1-300-736-736. If you take charge of a junior team, you volunteer your time, basketball, cricket, footy, or whatever. Billy O's text in. I hope his coach doesn't get the calipers out.
Tell him to improve his chin music when bowling, Billy. That's quite funny.
Following the MasterChef spoiler yesterday, can you blokes give a spoiler disclaimer before the quiz case I've not seen all the results yet? And plenty of people asking if the Titanic got to New York yet. That did escalate quickly yesterday, didn't it, Kingy?
But it did. We'll try our best. It was actually a lot of fun yesterday.
We've got some spoiler alerts to give you today because there's some live Champions League on at the moment as well. So we'll keep you up to play with all that. Hey, speaking of cricket, just before we leave that sport for the moment, Kingy, did you see in the Shield, there's a glut of Shield action on at the moment. Play was abandoned on day one of South Australia's Sheffield Shield clash against Queensland after concerns were raised about the state of the pitch at Karen Rolton Oval. Now, I think play was delayed there initially due to rain, and when they started, a number of deliveries reared up on Marnus Labuschagne, unpredictably, and Marnus was visibly annoyed, walked away from the pitch several times before play was halted. The umpires inspected the pitch. I had to love the Twitter reply of the former quick Chad Sayers, who I think retired last summer from first-class cricket. So he tweeted, "So when bowlers think it's too flat, they just walk off?"
Yeah, that's clever. That's a clever tweet, isn't it? So I don't know what the rules of engagement are in cricket. If a pitch is so dangerous.
I think if it was deemed, and I haven't got the exact wording in front of me, but if it was deemed unsafe, then I guess it's made for safety reasons. But I didn't mind his point. And if you're a fast bowler out there at a high level, you have long bemoaned the fact that it's become a batsman's game. But I loved it. I loved the reply. Hard to argue with too.
Yeah, but it's difficult to defend, though, isn't it? If you're the batsman and it's rearing up all over the place, it gets unsafe pretty quick.
Regarding the cricket junior style, as long as not too much stress and pressure is brought to the whole thing by exuberant parents. Spot on, Paul from Q there.
News.com overnight.
Oh, this caught your eye, didn't it?
Well, everything that is just so ridiculous catches my
eye.
Now,
is it safe to wade into this territory?
I just want to ask if you know, if there's ever been anything that's sort of like this with yourself. Will Smith said he's had so much wild sex he began to vomit during intercourse.
I'll spill up!
Very quick.
That was legitimately the story, wasn't it?
That's the story. After his marriage breakup, he got involved in that much wild sex, he found himself physically ill.
That's not great, is it?
No. It's not great. It's in his new book that's just come out documenting his life. So
he's made a few, I did catch a glimpse of this story, made a few startling claims.
Caught a glimpse. You didn't tell me you caught a glimpse before. He said, what are you reading?
Brian's in Chelsea Heights. Brian, welcome to the show. Save me here, Bryza.
Hey. Hi, fellas. I just listened to your talk on coaching kids. I've coached kids for over 30 years. 40 years ago, I was coaching under nines, actually, just started, and I went down to St Kilda, to Moorabbin, to where, you know, watch the big fellas train and learn some training drills so I could help teach the kids. And I spoke to I can't remember his name, but he was one of the coaches at St Kilda, and explained to him what I was doing and how I wanted to do it right. And he said, your job is to educate and entertain. As simple as that.
Yep. No, spot on, Brian. Spot on. I couldn't agree more. And that is definitely happening at this club. I didn't mind the note. And as you say, Kingy, if it's done in the right way, asked in the right way, and followed through in the right way, then no problem.
Is Brian still there? You're still there, Brian?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, I'm still here, mate.
What age do you think you should start to talk with young men or young women about goal setting?
To be honest, I'm not sure you do.
Yeah.
I always use football as a tool to encourage the kids to give their best and apply what they did at school and wherever anything else to it as much as they did to football. I don't think goal setting for kids is, I don't think they can even spell it half the time.
You'll be surprised, Brian. They grow up pretty fast. They grow up pretty fast. Hey, Simo's on the road. Simo, what are your thoughts on this, mate?
How we doing, guys?
We're well.
When I used to coach under-13s junior footy, we ended up making it to the finals, and we came up against this team, and they had this guy, Big Con. And at that stage, we were at half-time, we were down by about 60, 70 points or something. And I walked past Big Con at half-time, and he was, you know, like he's 6'2", about 85 kilos, and he was just destroying our kids all day, just getting them ragdolling and throwing them. And I was like, we've got to turn this around a little bit. So I said, all right, what we're going to do, boys, we're going to go out there and have some fun. Anyone that can bring Con down, you get a hot dog and a can of Coke. And then it sort of kicked away and in the middle, and then one kid was holding on to him, and then the next one, and then the next one, the next one. And in the end, there was about eight or nine kids hanging off him and brought him down and tackled him. And so we handed out all the guys, you know, hot dogs and Cokes and everything, and they were all celebrating in the middle of the field. But, yeah, it was different because we brought back, you know, a bit of fun to it. We were getting beaten. But the parents weren't too happy with that. They wanted to win the game, but we could just see that the kids weren't having fun out there. So
yeah,
we needed to bring that back.
You need to do something a bit different, don't you? It's good fun. Kids footy is great fun.
Thanks for the call, Simo. Oh, just my fondest memories of junior footy, the canteen award for dirtiest jumper, and you get into the pocket, find the muddiest bit, and just quickly.
So I'll declare something, okay?
Okay, hang on. Before you do, let's get to Gary in Preston. Gaz, welcome.
You might save me.
Gary, you there? Gary. No, we lost Gary. He's gone.
So my young bloke, he seriously would touch the ball once a game in underage footy. You know, yeah, they all follow the footy.
Yeah.
Under 10s or whatever
it is. Yeah.
And he says, you know what, I don't know if I'm loving this, you know. And I said, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you an incentive. I'll give you $10 if you kick a goal. Right? $10 when you're nine's huge, you know. Anyway, he come back to me after about 3 weeks. He goes, I don't think 10's enough. He said, I think we need to up it to 20.
Yeah.
I said, no worries, thinking there's no chance of this ever happening, right? Anyway, a freak event happened and it bounced over three players in his hands. And somehow he managed to touch his foot with the ball and it just trickled across. And blokes are diving at the ball if it went through. And he turned around and I'm standing there with all the parents. He turned around and he said, you owe me $20.
Oh, no.
I've never felt so small in all my life.
Oh, no.
All the parents looked at him and they said, are you paying your child to kick goals?
Were they going
to
call Ken Wood? Was it salary cap approved?
It just was not right. So any advice to parents out there, do not do that because it is embarrassing.
Hey, big cash now.
Big cash. When it bounces back. Oh, it's not good.
Righto, we better get to a break. Love your feedback on this. 1-300-736-736. Live Champions League action. Spoiler alert. Ding, ding, ding. Bayern 2, Dynamo Kiev 1, 75th minute there.
Give them time.
Man United and Villarreal still locked 0-0 in the 71st minute. Chelsea, Juventus getting started at 7. Barcelona, Benfica and a stack of other games from 7 o'clock as well. We'll be back right after this.
Show me the money!
The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer Breakfast.
Yes, welcome back. And Sam Edmund and David King are with you for Kogan Credit Cards. Of course, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and garage doors redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. Don't forget, Country Racing Victoria. There's a stack of it on at the moment. Back racing strong again. Visit country.racing.com, Kingy, as I see Baz on the road. And Baz, welcome to the show.
Oh, Baz.
Yeah, morning, gentlemen. Hey, Kingy.
Yes, Baz.
I played golf last weekend at Cathedral Lodge, and I was actually playing in the group behind Sam Edmund, and I saw him hit two good balls for the day, and that was when he stepped on the rake in the bunker. And then I saw him lose. And then I saw him lose his golf ball in the ball washer. That's how bad he was going, mate.
Baz, good one, Baz.
You've only just finished, Baz. 54, Baz. Have you ever heard of a handicap of 54?
Well, after I watched him play, mate, it was a bit light on, mate.
Hey, Baz, are you serious? Were you really there, or are you taking the P155?
I'm taking the P155, right, mate.
Yeah. I was going to say, you must have been waiting a while if you were playing behind me.
Look out, Baz, he'll ask you for a lift home next time. You're still dirty. They're paying for petrol.
Hey, did you see? I nearly sent you a story last. Thanks for the call, Baz. You a story last night about how the price of petrol is becoming a real issue for some families, Kingy. Okay. That's certainly not something to take lightly.
Well, don't make things serious.
Gary's
don't
in,
get all serious.
Gary's in Preston. Welcome.
It's quarter past seven.
Welcome, Gary.
Six, sorry.
What time is it? It's half past
early,
six.
Anyway.
G'day, Gary. Kingy's all over the show here.
No, that's okay. How you going, Sam and Dave? Look, Dave, I think you're right on both fronts. Sorry about your son playing cricket. He probably won't keep playing if he's got to do an essay every day. It's not homework. And the under-12 coach, he's on an ego trip. I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
I coached the under-11s, and I said to this little kid, I said to everyone at quarter time, I want you to play in front, and I want you to tell me what number you're on. So we come in. in the huddle and I go, right, what number you're on? This kid told me this, this kid told me this. I go up to this little kid, James. I go, James, what number you're on? He goes, tell what I know, I'm playing in front.
Very good, Gary.
Good you,
it was Mickey Arthur, the Australian coach, who had the homework gate scandal. It's pretty much the defining moment of Mickey Arthur's sort of demise. But he's a lover. He's a lover. I cannot speak highly enough of my boy's junior coach.
Oh, you're backtracking now.
And I love the survey.
Oh, no.
It didn't dawn on me that it might have been too early until you came in this morning.
I just didn't even think of it.
No, I love it. I loved it. I thought it was healthy.
No problem with it. If it's done with the
in the right way. And I think
it
is. Well, there's no evidence to suggest otherwise at this point in time. Okay, I'll read this text out from the Rubik. It is hopefully the last time we will hear it, Big Roo, or read it. Morning, lads. The Roovolution begins tonight. The Hornet is landing. What a day to be alive. Of course, he's all about Jason Horne Francis. Big Roo's big countdown is finally reaching its climax. So thank goodness for that.